Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Fantastic. I would dance for the song, but I'd throw out a hip, so I'm just going to leave it. Chair dance.
Yeah, dude, you know what? My knee over the weekend. I was like, well, what's going on?
Spend,
like, I bend it a certain way, and I'm like, ah.
Stop spending so much time on your knees, it won't hurt so bad.
I get you. Shut up. Let's just shut up.
Praying, that is. Praying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But, dude, it hurt, and for no reason. It's not like I was doing squats. It's not like I took off and, you know, was sprinting over the weekend.
No, there is a reason, Hunter. You're old. That's why.
That's exactly what it is.
It's just your body falling apart as you slowly turn to dust and die. That's what it is. That's what
starting to make weird noises.
Makes you feel any better. My wrist is killing me, and I don't know if I just slept wrong on it. When sleeping can hurt you, when sleeping can hurt you, Hunter, you're getting old, all right?
You need to switch hands once in a while, dude.
Yeah. Banged it on a on a sink. No, that's all right. It's because we're hurling towards death, buddy. That's it. Our body is just breaking. So the ground can break it down easier. All right.
Getting old, man. Yeah. The worms, dude. The worms are going to eat me.
Yeah. I saw a worm licking his lips the other day. I'm like, you wait, you son of a bitch. Damn. He's like, oh, that's going to be good, man. Yeah. I like it. Get out of here, worm.
Get through all that hair.
Hairball. Anyway, what are we talking about? It's 641. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR owner John Van Lanningham. His crew going to get you taken care of. Actually got an appointment with them next Monday. Going to get the truck all squared away. Had a little bit of work to do. And, of course, I'm going to take it to AIR because they'll get it fixed up right the first time. They'll be honest with you about what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done. Go see them. You'll be breathing easy with AIR. Well, Kiss have released a song from the next installment off the Soundboard official live bootleg series with very scratchy vocals from Paul Stanley. Do You Love Me, originally recorded for their Destroyer album in 1976, is the third song on the set list that comprises Live at Donington 1996. It was captured during the Monsters of Rock Festival at Donington Park in England. On August 17th, 1996, during the reunion tour. I'm trying to think which one. AC/DC's Live at Donington. I have the DVD, and it might be that Monsters of Rock Festival, which, dude, the lineup was disgusting. It was so good.
Another story. Chalk it up, you know, old audio dug up.
Yeah, bootleg series. So that's what they're doing. Among the classic performed at the show are Deuce, Cold Gin, Let Me Go, Rock and Roll, Watching You, Firehouse, Strutter, 100,000 Years, Black Diamond, which that's a deep cut right there, and Detroit Rock City. Live at Donington 96 will be available on June 10th on two CDs or three LPs or digitally. And, dude, it's awesome, man. It's
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch Detroit Rock City again. It's been years. It's been a very, I think, really since it came out.
That movie, I literally wore out. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And if you have never seen Detroit Rock City, you are missing out. You are missing out. That is one
of
the greatest.
It's got the kid from Terminator 2. What's his name in real life? I forget.
Oh, I can't remember.
He was like a great actor at that one time. Like he had a stretch of like 5 years where this kid just killed it and everything.
And then drugs and alcohol got him pretty bad. But yeah, he crushed it in that too. So
Detroit Rock City, that's going on tonight.
God, that's a good movie. Anyway, so new Kiss, well, old Kiss that is coming out. That will be new Kiss to us. There you go. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
April 25th, 1987, U2 started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts with their fifth studio album, The Joshua Tree.
Wait, what year was that?
At 87. Good year.
They continue to kill it, too, man.
Yeah. Except no one liked them after they put their songs automatically on their iPhones. Everyone was
That's funny. Remember that?
God, everyone was mad at you. Hey, F you.
Reloaded?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to, I'm forced to listen to this, huh?
And the funny thing is, people that were U2 fans, I'm sure even got mad just because of the fact that it automatically put it on their phone.
It's my favorite song.
Come on now. This is new. If you put old U2 on, yeah, I don't want to hear the new crap. Well, there you go. That is your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.